From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Multiple individuals spoke on behalf of a House bill yesterday that would create more restrictions on accessing pornography. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg reports.
The bill, entitled the Human Trafficking and Child Exploitation Act, would prohibit distributors from selling any devices that would provide access to online pornography unless said devices are equipped with blocking software. Other content that would be banned includes websites that promote prostitution or facilitate human trafficking. Seven people spoke in favor of the bill, including Nanette Ward, chair of the Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. She says survivors of human trafficking have spoken to the organization on how pornography was used in their experience.
Pornography has played a significant part in their trafficking, whether they've been exposed to it in the grooming process or whether it was forced upon them as a sort of instruction to be sex trafficked.
Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
Missouri's governor has announced a new initiative to crack down on opioid overprescription in the state. In a press release yesterday, Governor Eric Greitens said Medicaid providers who did not follow Centers for Disease Control guidelines for opioid prescriptions would be warned twice. They then would be referred to the State Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs and state licensing boards, which could potentially revoke their licenses. A spokesman for the governor says providers are currently given more opportunities to reform their practices. The Missouri Senate has updated its sexual harassment policy to require more frequent training for lawmakers and staff. Until recently, the Senate had required members and staff to undergo sexual harassment training only once upon taking office. The new policy will require that initial training to occur within 30 days of starting work, and additional training sessions will be required every other year starting in 2019. The Senate's policy change comes as legislatures around the country have been strengthening their sexual harassment policies in response to a series of misconduct allegations against powerful people in politics, entertainment, and the media. Even with the update, the Missouri Senate policy still lags behind the House, which requires annual sexual harassment training. The House training is in person while the Senate's is by computer. A Missouri lawmaker facing a campaign challenge by a professional wrestler is sponsoring a bill to require candidates to use their legal last names or maiden names when running for office. The House voted 125-26 yesterday to send the measure to the Senate. Republican Representative Nick Schroer says he proposed the bill after fellow O'Fallon resident Curtis Wild Wells challenged him in 2016. The Democrat ran using his stage name, Curtis Wild. He's running against Schroer again in November. The wrestler says he had to prove to the Missouri Ethics Commission that he's known by Wild in order to be listed on the ballot by that name. Schroer says requiring legal names would help voters find candidates' court records, but Democratic Representative Deb Lavender criticized Schroer for targeting his appointment. Erin Schrader, KBIA News, Columbia.